Here in the U.S., presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to sit high in the polls, despite his off-base comments about immigrants and women. Before this campaign, we knew Trump as a TV personality and real estate mogul, not as a politician. So if trying to imagine him as President Trump is hard or even inconceivable, we'll just look to Italy to get an idea of what could be.
And of course, a lot of people say, like, is Berlusconi like Trump? Is Trump the American Berlusconi? And a lot of people are making the comparisons these days.
Gianni Riotta is a columnist with the Italian newspaper La Stampa. He's referring to former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Riotta says there are some big differences between him and Trump. Berlusconi is richer than even the Donald and looms larger over his country's political scene. But Riotta says there's also a common thread between the two.
I think that there is something that is really similar in the campaign of Donald Trump and in the old campaigns of Silvio Berlusconi, and is that the mainstream media, since the average educated anchorman or anchorwoman or columnist find these guys buffoonish, crass, while the real Italian, the average American, can bond to these guys. And so, of course, I find the rhetoric and the thespian style of Donald Trump very dangerous. And as an old correspondent in this country for many decades now, I find it really unsettling that he's managing to be so successful. Clearly, Donald Trump taps in the anger of the white middle class, and very often the mainstream media fails to connect with this constituency.
Let's say we do end up with President Trump in the United States, and he continues to say things like he's been saying. How did Berlusconi's bravado and kind of in-your-face style serve him once he was in office?
I don't really think that Trump will be elected, but to follow your game and your possibility, see what Berlusconi did. He was elected three times, and he, let's say, tied in the last election in 2013. Did he manage to make Italy rich again? He failed. Is Italy better off than was in 1994 when Berlusconi took power? Is worse off. Did Berlusconi, by magic, renovate the Italian economy, transform Italian schools? No, he didn't. Why? Because to have the right agenda and to tap into the anger of the voters can make you an excellent campaigner. But then when you have to be a political leader and negotiate, it doesn't work like that.
I mean, the male chauvinism side of both men, Trump and Berlusconi, is pretty much apples to apples.
So Berlusconi, people will always think that he was framed. The progressive voters will always think that he was a mafia chieftain raping young ladies. And the rest of the Italians will try to make sense of Berlusconi, and they are still trying to make sense of Berlusconi.
Do you know if Berlusconi and Donald Trump have ever met?
That's a very good point. I don't know, and we have to check this out.
Yeah, if they do meet, what do you think they'd have to talk about?
We should stage this. You should organize and stage this event, and I will join you as a moderator. I think that they'll try to best each other. I am more married than you. I've had more wives than you. I have more followers than you. It's very difficult to have two egos of that size in the same room.
Our friend Gianni Riotta with La Stampa, thanks very much.
Thanks very much for inviting me. Thank you.